This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott Rust reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include lost black Motorola phone since last week. Nothing matched, found in lost and found. What do you do when you lose your lifeline, Russ?
A Motorola phone, when did they lose it? Back in 2005?
Hey, mine's a Motorola.
Oh.
That's how you get your ball games on the radio.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And it has the best battery. It's a Droid.
Right. So,
but it has an extra battery with it, and that's why I got a Motorola, because sometimes I don't want the phone to die while I'm doing a broadcast.
Sometimes.
Especially when you're in the fifth inning with eight walks already, and you're 3 hours into the broadcast, and you have to go to the bathroom. So, especially then.
Anybody got a charger?
Yeah. Theft. East 3rd received report of a theft of a bicycle.
Oh.
Case under investigation. Don't get a lot of those in the wintertime, but it's still old school stealing, Russ. Stealing someone's bike.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Property loss. Received report of a lost pendant necklace. Nothing matching is found. So, don't know what they have in the lost and found anymore, Russ. We're going to have to maybe take a look at it. But there's no pendants or cell phones in there. So,
okay.
Let's see. Animal stray. Received report of a stray pregnant cat.
Ah.
The RP called back, advised the owners came out for the cat, and it was not a stray. Canceled. So, sorry. We said it was a stray, but we offended you. So...
Are you labeling me?
let's see. Registration problems, failure to maintain lane. Welfare check, Avenue H. Received request to check the welfare of a person. Officers responded, advised the person was fine. They don't do it for like, will you check the welfare of a garage? No. A person. Okay. Animal stray, East Coulter. A kitten reported in the lobby of a business. Shut the doors! An officer responded, took it to the shelter. White and brown kitten. So, just in case you're missing one. Oh, just decided to walk into the business, Russ. Oh, and everyone went, oh, it's a kitten.
I wonder if they sold cat food.
Theft, East Coulter. Received report of a theft. Officer responded, and after an investigation, a 39-year-old out of Lovell issued a citation for theft disposition. See report. Took the 24-mile trip to steal something and then got returned home with a ticket. So, trespass complaint, North Bernard. Received report that a male tried to make entry into a resident's home while they were there. The RP didn't know the person. Officer responded, search area, described male, not able to locate him. Disposition, gone on arrival. That's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, weird. So,
usually not the burglary hour at 2 o'clock. So, traffic complaint, West 7th. Received a complaint of a male subject in a vehicle that had tailgated the RP several times. And then when the RP was turning right, he came up on their right and nearly ran into their vehicle. An officer responded, checked the area, gone on arrival. So they drove away, went to go tailgate somebody else.
Yeah.
Suspicious activity, North Bernard. Received report from a resident, stated there are a couple of males that came up to the caller's door. The RP stated this was the second time that they have come to the house. The RP didn't have any description except that one of them was wearing a hat. He's hatted.
Get him. Did they have any leaflets with them?
Hey, wait a second. I was wearing a hat. Uh-oh. They stated that they left and headed west, and they may have a car parked down the street. Officer responded, search individuals, gone on arrival. Went to the hat store, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Went to go get different hats. Traffic complaint, West 2nd. Traffic stop performed, and the driver issued a warning for failure to use headlights. This occurring right at midnight. Usually it's dark at midnight.
What? I don't need them.
There's not too many times when it's not dark at midnight. Matter of fact, never. So, let's go over to Cody and find out what's happening. They include a disturbance at Parkway Trailer and RV Park on Yellowstone Avenue. RP says there's loud music coming from the above location. Disposition unfounded. So they went out there and meant there was no music coming. Mm-hmm. So, and that's at 1:02 in the morning. Oh. When you notice loud music.
This is true.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal stray. It's a puppy. And then, well, you don't want to be in the with the cats at the Park County Animal Shelter. I guess they're having some problems with the cats.
Yeah, some kind of viral outbreak or something.
Yeah, so that's not pleasant for a cat. But dogs, they don't care. Trespass complaint, 32nd Street. RP would like the added individual trespass from the above location. How many people you got?
He has so many on there, it comes in scroll form.
I know. I now want to go to 32nd Street. Oh. Motor vehicle crash, Beck Avenue. Delayed accident occurred yesterday. Yeah, that's really delayed. Disposition, C case. So, theft, Mountain View Manor. RP said someone took one of her boats that she left by the door. Didn't disturb her purse, though, which was next to it. Said her door was locked when she went to bed. So,
be on the lookout for a one-legged booted man.
Who doesn't want her purse. So, just the one boot. Hmm. So, what if they go out there and they say, well, there's one on your foot. You go, oh. Motor vehicle crash, Maverick, third party, FedEx truck versus another vehicle, non-injury, possible blockage, hey, C case.
As long as that package got there on time.
Yeah.
Well, through.
It's not going to get there on, it's a blockage almost. So, disturbance, West Park Hospital, which Cody Regional Health is also right next to West Park. Is that? RP states below listed person causing a disturbance. Disposition. Assistance, Kevin. Why do they get so many disturbances at the hospital? Especially a place where women have needles, you know. Yeah. Well, not just women, you know. They're male nurses, but they have needles and will poke you. And there are doctors who will drug you. And not the place you want to create a disturbance at.
They've got knives, too.
Yeah, they do have knives. Or they'll make you eat one of their Jell-O molds. Fraud-related, Cody area, Sheridan Avenue. RP would like to report ID theft that took place on February 13, 2018. Oh, we remember that date. There you go.
And just in time for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, almost made it a whole year. Mm-hmm. So, miscellaneous assistance, Walgreens, Ford pickup, driving westbound down Main, about 5-year-old male in the bed of the truck. Disposition, unable to locate. So,
the good old days.
Yeah. What do you do with the 5-year-old? Throw him in the back. What happens if he jumps out? Have more children.
There's more like him at home.
Miscellaneous assistance on Salisbury. RP like speaking to an officer about the below-listed person moving into his grandmother's rental. Assistance, Kevin. We want everyone to check him out. We don't know if he's up to no good or not. Disturbance, Glade Court. RP says his stepdaughter is at the house and is being disruptive. He would like her removed. Disposition, C case. The case of the disruptive stepdaughter.
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah, and she's evil anyway. So, anyway. This one didn't load. So,
guess that's the end of the show.
I guess that's the end of it. It just finished off right there. So, lots of traffic stops, though, Russ. So, mostly from not stopping or not signaling. Right?
It's not signaling. And, you know, we witness it all the time. I saw a good one yesterday. Guy driving by, big truck, dog hanging out the driver's side window.
Uh-huh.
And with a cell phone mashed to the side of his head.
Oh, there.
And with all that going on, not bothering to use his turn signal.
Well, you can't. You got a dog laying on the turn signal. And
I gave him a salute.
Yeah. I like giving him the horn, Russ. But, and then they look at you like, what?
What am I doing?
Well, I haven't done anything wrong. Well, you've got a couple tons of metal at a high speed that you're going through town with.
Hey, but at least Scrunchy had a good view out the window.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. Where on Fridays, Tim wears only one boot over there at Aldridge's. Don't know why.
Sometimes he's beheaded.
Anyway, appreciate the POW Police and the Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.